From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Amnesty International on Tuesday accused the United States and its allies of showing little regard for civilians' lives while attacking the Syrian city that was once the de facto capital of the Islamic State extremist group, an allegation denied by the American military. And AP correspondent Philip Issa reports the Air Wars Monitoring Group says it has evidence of 1,400 fatalities.
Civil workers inside Raqqa in April told us that they pulled out 500 corpses from the rubble. So we're talking about, you know, on the scale of hundreds, if not over 1,000. Exactly who's responsible for the deaths, it's hard to say, considering the intensity of the conflict.
The battle for Raqqa, once a city of 200,000 people, played out over 4 months in 2017. Jordan's King Abdullah II has appointed Omar Razaz, a leading reformer and former senior World Bank official, as the country's new prime minister. VOA's Jeff Custer has the details.
Razaz will replace Hani Mulki, who resigned Monday amid widening protests over the government's austerity measures, including a planned tax increase. Despite Mulki's resignation, daily protests continued, with organizers saying they would not quit until the tax bill has been scrapped. Razaz served as education minister in the outgoing Mulki government. The king has the final say on all policy issues, and it's not clear how much of a reform mandate Razaz will receive. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
An army spokesman said three female suicide bombers blew up a mosque overnight in Niger's southeastern city of Difa. 10 people were killed as they broke their Ramadan fast. The area around Difa has been plagued by two factions of the militant Boko Haram group, which have been fighting to establish an Islamic state in the region. This is VOA News. President Trump is taking another swipe at his attorney general in his latest bid to discredit the special counsel's Russia probe. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Mughani reports from the White House.
The president tweets, "The Russian witch hunt hoax continues, all because Jeff Sessions didn't tell me he was going to recuse himself. I would have quickly picked someone else." He adds, "So much time and money wasted, so many lives ruined, and Sessions knew better than most that there was no collusion." Sagar Mughani at the White House.
U.S. Special Counsel Robert Mueller says in a court filing that former Donald Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort attempted to tamper with potential witnesses in his trial. Reuters' Ryan Brooks has that story.
The filings say Manafort tried to call, text, and send encrypted messages to two people from the Habsburg Group, a firm he worked with to promote the interests of Ukraine. An FBI special agent wrote that the communication with witnesses was, quote, in an effort to influence their testimony and to otherwise conceal evidence. Manafort is the most senior member of Trump's campaign to be indicted. However, the charges don't relate to campaign activities. They range from money laundering and failing to register as a foreign agent to bank and tax fraud. Manafort has pleaded not guilty.
Reuters reporter Ryan Brooks. Australian regulators have charged ANZ Bank, a local arm of Citigroup and Deutsche Bank, with criminal cartel offenses over a nearly $2 billion stock issue related to a 2015 institutional share trade. Reuters' Ed Giles reports it's one of the country's biggest cases of alleged white-collar crime.
Regulators had flagged the charges on Friday when all three banks denied wrongdoing and said they'd fight any charges vigorously. Citigroup said in a statement last week authorities were effectively criminalising practices long seen as the norm in finance without warning. Australian officials say the charges are the result of an investigation that's been running for more than on top of huge fire cartel charges can carry up to 10 years in prison. And this case comes at a time when Australian finance is already facing a year-long inquiry into misconduct.
That was Reuters' Ed Giles. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Tuesday that Israel was not surprised by Iran's declaration that it intended to increase uranium enrichment capacity and reaffirmed a vow to prevent it from obtaining nuclear weapons. He also added that 2 days ago, Iran's leader declared his intention to destroy the State of Israel. Netanyahu is in France as part of a tour to dissuade European countries from staying in the Iran nuclear deal. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
VOA 1.